Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. White House Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney is denying allegations reportedly made in a book by former National Security Advisor John Bolton. NPR's Isha Rasko reports Bolton's book allegedly reveals details about President Trump's decision to hold up aid for Ukraine.
Mick Mulvaney's attorney, Bob Driscoll, says his client never discussed tying funding for Ukraine to investigations into President Trump's political rivals. The New York Times reported that John Bolton will say in his book that the president did link aid to those political probes. Mulvaney's lawyer also denied another leaked detail from the book. He said Mulvaney has, quote, no recollection of a conversation between the president and his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, about the former ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch. The manuscript is currently under review by the White House. Bolton has denied any involvement in leaks about its contents. Aisha Roscoe, NPR News, the White House.
A divided Supreme Court now says it will allow a new Trump administration rule to take effect connecting the use of public benefits with whether immigrants become permanent residents. The new policy can be used to deny green cards to immigrants who rely on public benefits, including Medicaid, food stamps, and housing vouchers. The justices in a 5-4 decision reversing a lower court ruling from the 2nd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New York. The court had ruled to keep in place a nationwide hold policy following lawsuits against the policy. The rule does remain on hold in Illinois pending the outcome of a separate legal challenge. Stocks fell sharply on Wall Street today as worries mounted over the cost of China's coronavirus outbreak. NPR Scott Horsley reports both the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 fell more than 1.5%.
Investors' anxiety over the virus outbreak appeared to multiply over the weekend, along with the number of people infected and the scale of the Chinese government's response. Tens of millions of people in China are now subject to travel restrictions. In addition, the government has ordered factories, already shuttered for the Lunar New Year holiday, to remain closed for an additional 3 days. That will inhibit production in China, but consumption appears to be the bigger worry. Consumers are a larger force in the Chinese economy than they used to be. What's more, a drop in their demand could make it harder for China to deliver on the big purchases of U.S. goods and services it promised under a Phase One trade deal signed earlier this month. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
General Motors says it plans to spend $2.2 billion to refurbish an underused Detroit manufacturing facility and shift it over to the production of electric and self-driving vehicles. GM says the factory will start building the company's first electric pickup in late 2021, will be followed by a self-driving shuttle for GM's Cruise Autonomous Vehicle Division. Stocks plunged on concerns about the coronavirus today. The Dow dropped 453 points. The Nasdaq fell 175 points. This is NPR. U.S. officials confirm it was a military plane that crashed today in eastern Afghanistan, though officials speaking on background did not provide details, saying an investigation into the cause of the crash continues. The aircraft was a U.S. Air Force electronic surveillance plane. The Taliban control much of the province and all of the area of the crash site. The U.S. military, however, is disputing claims the Taliban brought down the aircraft. It's not clear how many people were on board. The U.S. officials have said it was fewer than five. The man known as Pharma Bro is in legal trouble again. NPR's Sidney Lupkin reports on a new lawsuit filed by the Federal Trade Commission and the New York Attorney General that says Martin Shkreli illegally attempted to prevent approval of a generic drug.
Martin Shkreli earned the nickname Pharma Bro after he and his company, Turing Pharmaceuticals, raised the price of a life-saving drug from $13 to $750 per pill. It sparked outrage in 2015, but little changed other than the company's name. It's now called Viera Pharmaceuticals. The price of the drug, Daraprim, is still high, and there's no generic. A lawsuit announced today alleges Shkreli and Viera took illegal steps to curtail generic competition. Allegations include finding ways to keep generic companies from accessing the drug's ingredients, sales data, and samples. Daraprim is critical for treating a parasitic infection common in people with weakened immune systems. Sidney Lupkin, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices moved sharply lower today, oil down about 2% to $53.14 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.